Welcome back to the AI Chronicles, where we dive into the technology shaping our tomorrow, sometimes for better, sometimes for par. Today, we enter a territory where machines don't just optimize our emails or even generate art. They go to war. I am your host, Chukwun Monsumwodi, and this episode is called AI on the Battlefield, the Future of War and Machine Strategy. Interesting, right? Now let me tell you a story. Once upon a time, war was fought with boots on the ground, grit, and raw human instinct. Today, it's drones flying autonomously, algorithms predicting enemy movements, and AI deciding who or what is a threat. We've already seen the shift. In 2020, reports suggested an autonomous drone may have taken lethal action in Libya without human command. Just let that sit with you. A machine identifying, tracking, and killing on its own. Is that innovation, or would you call that a Pandora's box? Here's the thing. Reports suggest that AI isn't just a tool anymore. It's becoming a strategist. It can simulate battles. It can calculate risk and suggest tactics faster than any general alive. Militaries around the world are investing billions into AI-powered defense because in future wars, speed of thought may mean the difference between dominance and defeat. But here's the ethical minefield. Who is accountable if an AI misidentifies a civilian as a combatant? What happens when two autonomous weapon systems go head to head with no human being, or should I say with no humans in the loop? Are we actually building peacekeepers or digital soldiers with no conscience? Some argue AI could reduce human casualties, fewer boots on the ground, more precision. Others fear it desensitizes decision-making. After all, if no one feels the cost of war, are we more likely to start one? And then there is the darkest possibility. What if an AI decides that the biggest threat is us? Wow, that is a lot to digest. Now, in a world where power is coded, and strategy is automated, we must ask ourselves, are we building smarter weapons or surrendering control to systems we no longer fully understand? AI on the battlefield isn't science fiction. It's here, it's learning, and it may already be making life or death decisions. I am Chukwun Monsumwodi, and this is the AI Chronicles. If this episode left you thinking or maybe unsettled, make sure you subscribe, you share, and you leave us a review. Next time, we shift from war zones to workspaces. There's been a lot of arguments. Can AI take your job, or will it create one for you instead? I'll see you next time. Bye for now.